Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, is his granddaddy expecting something? Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I live about 40 minutes from where his granddad lives. We've been together forever, so his family is my family, whether we're married or not. His grandfather and I are besties, and he hangs out with me a lot. I take him to the grocery store weekly because he lives alone. I drive him back and forth to all of his doctor's appointments, too. He has been in rehab from an old knee injury for the past month, so I take him to therapy twice a week, and I sit in on the appointment. The other day, during treatment, he shifted his body suddenly, and his man parts almost slid out of his short shorts. I was ashamed for him. Granddad told his therapist that he hates that I saw it, because now I might try to jump his bones on the way home. It made me sick to my stomach. I didn't have much to say on the way home, and Granddad stared at me most of the time. I told my boyfriend that his granddaddy must wear long pants to the next appointment. I picked up Granddad for another appointment yesterday, and he said that he couldn't stop thinking about how I reacted when I saw his man parts. I assured him that I didn't see anything, and I told him that I love him like he is my family, like my grandfather. He said it is more than that, and he can sense that I am scared to express my feelings. I was so disgusted. All the way back to my house, my boyfriend and I were arguing about his nasty granddaddy. He said his granddaddy was joking around and I have nothing to worry about. Is he harmless? Well, he hasn't done anything yet. So, I mean, but first of all, why are you doing all this for your man's granddaddy in the first place? I mean, it's very kind of you. I have to say that. It's nice. But you're not even blood or under any obligation to do so, and you do it anyway. So if you were offended or if you're uncomfortable around granddaddy since you saw his junk, back off a little bit. Let somebody else take up the slack. Remember, you said you and his granddaddy were besties, and he hangs out with you a lot, and his family is your family, whether you're married or not. Those are your words. What happened to him was a mistake, nothing more, nothing less. Granddaddy was even joking with the doctor about it. And yes, I do believe he was joking and teasing you a bit. You didn't like it, but he was teasing. But again, if you don't like it, you got to tell him. Let him know it's uncomfortable for you and to stop messing with you like that. And if he doesn't stop, guess what? You stop. You don't have to take him everywhere or be around him like you do. You don't have to do this. He'll get the message and know that you're serious and you mean business. And tell your boyfriend how you feel, too. But you, not them, not your man and granddaddy, can control how you deal with granddaddy and this family going forward. That's on you.
Is this your granddaddy? You need to get ready. Because this junk about to be popping out every time you turn around now. The junk done fell out once, and I promise you, it's going to start popping out everywhere. And you got to understand where old people go. You got to know where old people go, okay? All right? Golden Corral, it's going to pop out. I promise you, it's going to pop out. Right over, right at the Golden Corral, it's going to pop out. Dennis, yes. Right after the Grand Slam, it's going to pop out. I'm telling you, okay? Piccadilly. That's an old spot. Piccadilly. It's going to pop out at Piccadilly. What's up, girl? I don't know what's wrong. I don't know. It keep popping out on me. Rexall. They don't go to Walgreens or CVS. They go to Rexall. They pharmacy different. You understand? It'll pop out there. Grocery store. But you know where it's going to pop out at the grocery store? You know where? Right over there. Come here, girl. What you want? Watch out there now. It's going to pop out. Let me tell you something about old men, young lady. Here's one thing you need to know about old men. They going to keep trying until you give in. I promise you, this old man ain't going to stop now.
Nice.
He going to keep trying until you give in. And guess what? In a minute, you going to want it. You going to want it.
No.
Yes. I'm trying to tell you, if granddaddy keep it, if he keep doing what he doing, sooner or later, he just know if he lean on you long enough, you're going to break. I'm just letting you know, okay? It's going to show up in your dreams. You can't unsee what you saw at all. You saw what you saw. All right, let me let you in on that little secret. This ain't just Popeye like that. He did that. No. He did that. Granddaddy know what he doing. He's 70-something years old. He know how to Popeye. He know how to Popeye with no hands. You know what I'm saying? Did y'all know Ola spaghetti better? Did y'all know that? I'm sorry, that was too much for you.
All of this is too much. Everything you're saying is too much. Yes.
Okay. I'm just saying. He knows how to pop out. He doing that. Okay? It's like, okay, like you ever seen a boat drop his anchor? You ever seen that?
I've never seen it, but I know they do it. Yeah.
Granddaddy dropping his anchor. That's how they doing, Shane. Granddaddy is dropping his anchor. So all I can tell you is this. If you want me just, you know, if you want me to be Thomas Miles, then I'll just tell you this.
Boo.
Quit taking the damn man to the damn everywhere he got to go. Mm. All right? I know that bus running somewhere through that city. Make him catch the bus. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then you ain't got to worry about your man, granddad, or nothing like that. But other than that, if not, it's going to keep popping out. I'm just telling you. Either catch the bus or pop out. Which one you want? It's on you.
All right. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. We will have part two of this.
It popped out again. God,
no. Dirty old man. We'll have part two of the Strawberry Letter coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's subject is his granddaddy expecting something? We'll get back into it and hear from Junior right after this.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter, guys. The subject is granddaddy expecting something. A young lady wrote us. She said she and her boyfriend live about 40 minutes from where his granddad lives, and they've been together for a long time, she and her boyfriend. So his family is her family, whether they're married or not. His grandfather and her are besties. The grandfather hangs out with her a lot. She takes him to the grocery store because he lives alone. She drives him back and forth to all of his doctor's appointments. He's been in rehab for a knee injury, and she's been taking him to the, what, Tommy?
Where's she work at, y'all? I'm just saying.
To do all of this.
She got a lot of time on her hands.
Anyway, so she takes him to therapy and all of this. You know, maybe she's an older lady. Maybe she's an older lady, and, you know, she's retired or something. Anyway, she took him to the his rehabilitation treatment, and he shifted his body. She stays in the room with him during his appointment, so she stays with him. And he was getting an appointment, getting checked out, and his therapist was his therapist, and his granddaddy shifted his body, and his junk popped out. And she saw it. And she was ashamed for granddad. And granddaddy told the therapist, He hates that that happened, and she saw it because she might try to jump his bones on the way to, on the way home. That's what Granddaddy said.
All of this.
But then she said it made her sick to the stomach. She hates she saw it. All he did was stare at her on the way home. You know, she told her boyfriend that Granddaddy was nasty. He had another appointment. If he didn't wear some long pants, he would have to get somebody else to take him, all of that. So they've been arguing. She wants to know, is Granddaddy expecting something? Does he have anything? Does she have anything to worry about? Or is he harmless? That's where we are. Tommy said it's going to keep popping out. I said, if you don't want this to happen, stop taking him to his appointments. Stop.
Oh, it's going to pop out some more.
Junior?
You know what I've realized is this is just a situation that happened. I'm going to just walk out down the road of the situation that happened. Because they all in this one room. You know, you've been in the exam room. It's not very big. So you have the therapist in there. Then, you know, you have the girlfriend in there and Granddaddy in there. And they're moving Granddaddy around, trying to see if his shoulders work, trying to work out his ligaments and everything. And then he shifted. Mm-hmm. And then two netted potatoes. You ever seen the potatoes that's in the net, the red net, came out? And now it's uncomfortable for everybody in the room. And then so they made eye contact, and then now she looked at Granddaddy, and Granddaddy's mind went a whole nother way. Because Granddaddy started thinking, is this possible?
I don't want this visual, Junior. No.
Well, it happened. I can't see it.
That's
it. It's just there. You know, and Granddaddy looking at her in the eye, and they made eye contact, and what he thought was admiration, she was shame, and he started thinking like, this could be Granddaddy girlfriend. That's what he started thinking
disgusted.
That. Yeah, he started thinking that, and he said, oh my God, this could really be my girl. So he started thinking, how much Social Security should I be giving her? Because he's trying to make a relationship off of this one thing that happened. Because then she wanted to jump his bones. Y'all remember he said he wanted to jump his bone. So now you got you got the potatoes out here, and then you got her in the room, and then you got Granddaddy, and then the therapist. Only thing that was missing was some Usher tickets, because everybody in here, if they just had some Usher tickets, this would have been the perfect time, because everybody saw it. And it's just uncomfortable. So when you see that red net and you see just two potatoes and then you can think about grandpa. It popped out. That's all I know. It pop. It just happened.
I'm gonna start crying.
That's it right now. That's all I can tell you. Now grandpa gonna try this every chance he get. Cause all that holding on to him, that's gonna change. That's gonna be shoulder to shoulder, arm around the waist. We dancing and everything. He gonna take a dancing in a minute.
This is grandson's girlfriend.
He don't care about his grandson.
Let me tell you. Once she go play bingo with him, he got her.
It's over. It's over.
It's a wrap.
Teep out try to kiss her. This is gonna be funny. Yeah.
Oh goodness. No, she's gotta stop. Get somebody else to take him to the doctor to all of his appointments.
Yes. Or some spandex drawers. That's some spandex drawers would lock all this up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Maybe that'll help.
So is she gonna buy them for him? No.
He's doing everything else here.
And let me ask you this, too. How healthy is Granddaddy? He keep going to the doctor every week. He's not a well-put-together person. He really sick. He at the doctor every day.
He hurt his knee.
And ain't just his knee. He there every day.
Okay, look, she takes him to the grocery store weekly. She drives him back and forth to all of his doctor's appointments.
All his doctor's appointments.
Yeah. Yes,
now we
all
get the therapy.
He's been in rehab for an old new knee injury for the past month, so she takes him to therapy twice a week, and she sits in on the appointment.
Okay, all his doctor's appointments?
Mm-hmm, all of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's an old new injury?
He's not really well put together.
It's an old knee injury?
Yeah, an old knee injury. So it just came back from the military or something. Yeah.
It's an old knee injury. It just came
car
back.
Accident.
So it's an old new back. Knee injury. Mm-hmm. It was an old new knee injury. That's what he said.
Yeah. He's just trying to think of things where he could spend time with her.
Oh, yeah.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.